This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 498 for Wednesday, July 29th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are stronger on Wednesday. The canola up $1 to $4, November $4 higher at $491.60 per ton. Commercial buyers covering sales to Europe accounted for some of the strength, with canola exports to the EU running about four times ahead of the year ago level. Fund traders adding to long positions were also on the buy side of the market as canola moved above chart resistance. Overnight gains in Malaysian palm oil and a firm tone in Chicago soy oil today also underpinned the market, but soybeans were down a bit in Chicago while the Canadian dollar held steady. Generally favorable Canadian crop conditions also kept a lid on the upside. Soybeans in Chicago were weaker November, down 2 cents at $8.85 per bushel. With 72% of the U.S. crop in good to excellent condition, many analysts have been raising their yield estimates, with some as high as 52 bushels per acre. That compares with the current USDA forecast of 49.8 bushels per acre. Midwestern forecasts call for reasonably favorable weather over the next week. Expectations for another large Brazilian crop also weighed on prices. Corn was also pressured by the good U.S. crop weather, the September contract down 4 cents at $3.15 per bushel. Weekly U.S. ethanol data showed average production of 958,000 barrels per day. That was up by 50,000 from the previous week. Stocks of the renewable fuel were also increasing. Brazil's second corn harvest is running a bit behind normal, and that was somewhat supportive. Wheat futures, they're higher across the board today, correcting after posting large losses earlier this week. Chicago wheat up 9 cents in September at $5.33 per bushel. Kansas City also 9 cents higher in September at $4.46 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat, it's up 5 cents in September at $5.11 per bushel. Declining production estimates out of parts of Europe contributed to today's firmer tone in wheat, but good rains in Australia should improve crop prospects there. Meanwhile, the latest estimates out of Russia are also pointing to a larger crop. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 29th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.